there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a big show for you today. A lot of stuff to cover. Bill the producer is here. Also, Single Scott with us. Scott, how you doing, my friend?
Great.
Long
how about
time,
you?
Long time no chat.
So I think it was a year, last year.
It was. It was a year ago. I had to have the, get that joke in there sometime.
I got to tell you, I think it's been at least 6 months since he was in the studio.
It probably has been.
It seems like it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, so we got Single Scott in the studio with us. We'll catch up with him. But first, before we move on, I have to correct myself. I actually made a mistake. I know it's hard to believe.
No.
The hard part to believe is not that you made a mistake, but that you noticed.
No, I was going to say the hard part is admitting it.
Yeah, that is hard.
That I made a mistake.
You're a bigger
will.
Man than I, because you're never going to catch me doing any crap like that.
Well, I'm working out. You know, I'm trying to trim down just a tad. Got that New Year's resolution thing going on. But right. But I digress. Last week, at the end of the show, we had Diane from Lumba Dive in Grenada.
Lumba Dive.
And we were talking about the great diving they have on the island of Carriacou, the sister island of Grenada. And we were talking about all the cool critters we saw, the beautiful reef, the beaches. You know, it's where they filmed a couple of the Corona beer commercials and some other beer commercials. I mean, it's just so picturesque. It'll blow your way. You got to go check it out. The island of Carriacou, lumbadive.com.
LUMBA.com.
Right. Lumba Dive. And we were talking about on the surface interval how they threw mud on me.
Right.
It wasn't something that, you know, like I would go to a dive show and like the people come by and just throw crap at me. That usually happens.
Right.
But there, it was actually kind of like a spa treatment surface interval activity that they provided our group while we were on the island of Carriacou. It was quite cool. But, and I was reflecting on our adventure and, you know.
Gabbing.
Yeah, exactly. Wasting time. Ran out of time. Before getting to probably the most important thing that we were supposed to bring up on the air last week.
And I know what that is. That was talking about how I get to go with you next time to Carriacou, and I can find out all the details about my next trip at lumbadive.com.
Ironically, that is not the mistake that I was thinking about. That wouldn't have been a mistake anyway. That would have been just that would have been a slight oversight, which I make all the time. No, this one actually affects everyone listening right now, including you, Bill. You could take advantage of this as well. But Richard and Diane from Lumba Dive were nice enough to offer a special package, a discount for Scuba Radio listeners exclusively. So through the, I think it's through the 1st of March or through March, it's on there on our website at scubaradio.com. You can get 15% off any dive package there on Carriacou with Lumba Dive.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's an excellent deal. And it's for Scuba Radio listeners only. So if you call or book it online, you got to tell them that you heard about this on Scuba Radio. Otherwise, they'll just say, oh, yeah, you're paying this rate. It's still a great deal, the packages they offer. But, hey, another 15% off, hey, I'll take it. You know what I mean? So.
I know what you're saying.
Yes. And so there you go. That is the little tidbit that you know. I really should put the listeners first. But let's be real. The show is about me, and sometimes I get wrapped up into me and forget about some
sometimes.
Of the things. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. You can leave now.
It's apparently happened once.
Yeah, just once, maybe.
Yeah,
just
for,
once
for 12 years.
Right. So. So there you go. 15% off dive packages on the island of Carriacou with Lumba Dive. Go to lumbadive.com or just go to our website and you'll see more information, links to their website and that whole thing. It's right up there under my blog post of Greg, the dive master, on our website. All right, so there you go. And that ain't enough. That was not enough. There's more stuff I got to share. Now, I did mention this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. We have a new prize available for you at scubaradio.com. The Cobra electronics folks have been nice enough to hook us up with a new Cobra iRadar to give away. Now, this is basically a radar detector that interfaces with your iPhone. It's one of the coolest devices you could ever have, and hopefully it'll keep you from, you know, getting a speeding ticket on the way to the dive site. Because I know how divers are awfully anxious to get to the dive boat, and sometimes they forget about these things like, I don't know.
Speed limits?
Yeah. Not that I belong in that category. That's Mermaid Tony. She says I drive like a grandma. But that's not true.
Grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do. I you know, I've been known to push the envelope and drive a couple miles over the speed limit. But hey, that's I don't condone that kind of
behavior. I remember
that
time you drove 23 miles an hour in a school zone.
Well, hey.
That was wild.
I live life on the edge. I do.
Isn't that the one with the tells you where a camera is, too?
It does. It has red light camera, database. And, you know, there's a little app you put on your iPhone, and then it connects to the little radar detector on your dash via Bluetooth. It's really, really cool. Very cool device. And we have one to give away. All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, click on the Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway, and register to win that today.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. If you went last month to register for last month's giveaway, do you have to go back this month to register for this month's giveaway?
You do. Yes. It's a fresh batch of entries. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't even mention who won last month's giveaway. Matter of fact, I forget his name. But it doesn't matter. The prize was good. And we rotate
Actually,
these prizes.
I'm almost positive we did talk about it.
Yeah, I think we probably did. But the prizes have been pretty damn good. We had an internet radio to give away last month. And I got to tell you, Cobra Marine was nice enough to send me one of these. And I got it this week. I finally opened it up and played with it a little bit. This thing is cool. This is really cool. You take this little internet radio box and you turn it on. It connects via Wi-Fi. So it doesn't have like a standard antenna. It actually picks up FM radio too with a little external antenna if you want to put it on. But if you just turn it on and then hook it up to your Wi-Fi, just like you'd hook up to the internet with your computer, it has a little screen on it, pretty self-explanatory, just like a cell phone. And then you just, it says podcast. Type in Scuba Radio. It finds Scuba Radio. You hit play. It starts playing our show.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty amazing where the technology is going. That's the Cobra Internet Radio. They have two different models. But I have a feeling we're going to get a few more of those to give away down the road as well. But right now, it's the iRadar. So take advantage of it. Get in on that giveaway. And who knows, you might be our next big wiener. All right. Now, so Single Scott in the studio today. And Scott, I you know, we got to talk a little bit because he told me during the week that he is shutting down his website, Bill. Single Scott.
Not going to.
Devil, you say.
I have shut it down.
You have shut it down.
Devil, you say. Hold up your hands. Hold up your other hand.
Wait, is this a hand check or something? What are we doing?
Well, you see what I have on my hand?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Hold up your hand.
That's dirt.
You got one of them?
On your fingernail.
He's wearing a ring on the ring finger of his left hand.
Yeah, wait, that's true. I just noticed that.
Well, I miss having a ring there.
Oh, you miss. Okay, because
he married a man.
No.
It's my grandfather's ring that I thought I would start wearing.
Okay, all right, for a fashion statement or just mental what? It's some kind of...
We could make
connection.
Up something. I don't care.
All right. Well, okay, that's fine. It just makes you more attractive to the ladies when you're wearing one of those, doesn't it? That's one idea.
Not that I've found.
God knows he's trying. Right.
Let me tell you what works for me: dark alleys and a hooded parka.
Dark alley.
I bet it does.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jimmy, the bubble boy in the studio just walked in too.
Hey,
but,
Greg.
Hey, man. But Scott, we got to find out. What is going on here? So you're not You're still Single Scott.
I am single.
You've just closed down, though, singlescott.com.
Yes.
You still have the website to your name, though, right? You're not going to, like, give that up.
I think if you bring it up now, there it says on vacation or something like that.
That's fine. Yeah, don't give it up. That's your, I mean, you're Single Scott.
I still have... Oh.
You could put other stuff up there than I'm trying to find a wife. You just has shut down that part of this effort.
I'm going to be doing
spouse.
Too much traveling this year, and I won't have time. So.
Yeah, or he's wised up and said, "Hey,
forget it."
Yeah, I don't want a wife. Are you kidding me?
I do.
Yeah, you do. But he does. He's a glutton for punishment, Bill. What is the deal there? We've told him over and over again. Really, you're on this effort to find a wife. Are you sure you want to go there? And God bless him, he still perseveres.
Crazy says, after yes. all these years.
He still wants to have a spouse to travel the world and dive around the world with him. So you've just given up on the internet side of things of finding your dive buddy, your female dive
He's still going to be approaching women that he doesn't know at malls.
I don't know if I've given it up, but I have other focuses right now.
Other focuses. So what other ways are you trying to find your spouse?
I'm traveling.
Traveling. And
I'm going to go to all these places, and I haven't had that much luck in Florida, so I'm off.
All right.
My New Year's resolution was to travel.
Okay, good. So, and I know you have some dive trips planned already, right? With Explorer Ventures, a couple weeks,
back-to-back weeks on the Caribbean Explorer 2, the Turks and Caicos boat.
Excellent.
And they're going to do two different itineraries, so it's not the same trip on the same boat, but they're going to go to two different places.
Right. All right. Good. And so we have that, and we're going to Saba, which you've been. There's no reason for you to go on that one with us again because you've been on it over 30 times.
To go to Saba, that's going to be so fun. Jim and I we are so excited. Woo. We're going to Saba.
Yeah. Woo. Well, Single Scott though has been on that itinerary. How many times?
25 or 30. Something.
25,
like that.
30 times. That's a week. At a time.
Like, I was on it for a month straight once.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't just
on it
hiding?
For a month straight and then one
hiding in one of the
where he couldn't
just,
decide.
Yeah.
He stayed in the closet for that one week.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, I'll walk a king. So come go with me,
come on,
to Bimani.
Everybody, let me hear you.
Everybody.
To share with everyone today here in the studio, and in 2 weeks at Our World Underwater, involving the Scuba Radio Mermaids, it's going to be an interesting little thing that we're going to debut at that show. I'll tell you about it here in just a bit. But first,
hey, you're not going to tell them before then?
No, we have things we got to take care of. We got questions that need answered. Andrew. Reached out to us through the Scuba Radio Facebook page. It says, do you happen to have any good diving there near Orlando, Florida, which is where we're based out of? And, we get this question periodically. A lot of people come to Orlando, for the theme park thing, do that little touristy thing. Who doesn't want to put on a goofy hat and walk around endlessly for hours till you're to the, blisters pop bloody pus out in and your skin turns a bright fluorescent red.
This is something we needed to do, huh?
Yeah.
We needed to cover this material.
It's an American thing, you know.
Nice picture there, Greg.
So we get this question a lot since we are in Orlando and we are divers. They say, hey, you know, I'm coming to do the touristy thing there in Orlando. Can I fit in some diving nearby? Well, you got a few options. We'll throw them out again real quick. You never can do this too much, can you? Can you, Bill?
Well, the stuff about the pus, I think you could do too often.
Well, okay, this is true. But the diving, no.
Talking about local dive sites, and really, for any local area, you can never do often enough.
Right. This is true. But here's a tip, or a couple we'll share with you. One is, you don't even have to leave Disney property to go diving if you want, because they offer a dive program at the Living Seas Pavilion at Epcot.
And if you haven't done it, that is a dive you should take.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
We talk a lot about, especially when we're on liveaboards, more Greg than anyone else, but when we're on liveaboards, we talk about how easy and carefree the diving is, how good of care the staff takes. There's nothing like the dive at the Living Seas, because you sit down, they essentially put your BC on you.
Right.
And you fall into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come out and they lift you out of the water.
Yes.
And take your BC off.
Right.
You are lugging nothing but your big fat butt.
That's true. The only thing that's weird about it is when they're doing this, they're wearing these white gloves and they only have three fingers. I don't know what's up with that.
And the giggling. Gets a little old.
You know, that kind of thing. But it is something you want to mark off the list for sure. We haven't been back for many years over to the Living Seas because they won't have us. But that shouldn't apply to you. So take advantage of that adventure there at the Epcot Center and dive next to the giant golf ball. It's good times for sure. Now, other than that, now we have some local springs, which are evidently under the threat of being closed because of the Florida state budget. We're going to get into that a little bit later on in the big show. And you can do some online searching for that. There's a few options. Devil's Den,
Deleon Springs.
Cool
one. Deleon Springs is cool.
Yeah, you know,
they got the Pancake House.
Cool little park type places. Yeah, actually, that's one of the parks they may close. It's on a list. Well, we'll talk about that later, too. But as far as ocean diving, you're only, Cocoa Beach is about an hour away from downtown Orlando.
Depends on who's driving.
Yeah. And then Daytona,
James drives about 35 minutes.
Good point.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to hook him up with an iRadar, so he'll be fine.
Thank you,
but,
Greg.
But regardless, he's already got
an iRate app for his phone.
If you go over to Daytona Cocoa Beach, the problem is the Gulfstream doesn't come close enough and keep the viz clear enough, and you usually have to go pretty far offshore. So you're usually better off, as a local diver, to go at least down to, say, Jupiter or further south, where the Gulfstream comes closer into the east coast of Florida and keeps the water nice and clear and warm. Critters come in with the Gulfstream. It can be quite impressive diving down there, especially Palm Beach area and Fort Lauderdale. And then, obviously, go a little further south. You can go all the way down to Key Largo. Key Largo from Orlando, about four or five hours. So
who's driving.
Tony
can make it in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. So, you have a few options, and that's what I would recommend is going down to Jupiter South. There's many dive operators in Orlando or even in those particular areas. You can Google on that kind of thing, and you'll be set to go, Andrew. So there you go. Hopefully that helps on your next trip to Orlando if you want to fit in some diving. Or, you could do, like right now, it is manatee season.
Yes.
So you could go and do a single Scott's backyard, and he lives in Crystal River.
Don't do it without calling first.
No.
He's got the dogs. He's got a gun. Do not just show up in single Scott's backyard.
No, he has an open door policy, don't you?
Oh, certainly.
On the front of the house, not the backyard.
Oh,
you don't climb over that fence. Yeah. I found that out the hard way.
Are you on the water, by the way, Scott? I don't know.
No, I'm about 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. He's safe.
10 minutes walking, carrying your boat.
You don't use a boat. You just snorkel.
Good point.
Just show up at his door in a wetsuit and snorkel gear and fins. And
a camera.
And a camera, because you want to get pictures of you and the manatees. And you can have fun. So, like, January, February, even towards March is really peak manatee snorkel season as well. And that's probably from Orlando, a couple, hour and a half, 2 hours, right?
Yep, right in there.
Yeah, he came in from that area today, so he knows. So that's another
option. And, of course,
option.
Our friends at Homosassa Spring.
Yeah, Birds Underwater, right? Yep, they're the dive operator over there in Crystal River, and they run a fine operation. So they'll take you out on their little pontoon boats. And
there were 300 manatees there in the count last month.
Really?
Yep.
So you could actually go out there and
you could actually just walk.
I was going to say.
Walk on the backs of the manatees.
Right. Oh, that'll go over good.
Yeah.
I don't think they encourage that.
Yeah,
though.
I think that's against some rule or I don't know.
Even if you're barefoot? I mean, I can see if you're wearing high heels
you're
or something.
Barefoot.
Yeah. Don't encourage high this kind heels. Of behavior.
Oh, brother. Yeah. Yeah, they are people who don't like that, by the way, that the people get in the water with the manatees. We'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about the state parks. There's something going on in Florida with budget cuts. You think California's bad? Oh, boy. We got something happening here in Florida. They're talking about closing down some areas that are pretty popular dive sites. We'll talk about it next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Start talking about this Florida state park issue. We do have an extra guest in the studio today that's kind of been observing. And no, it's not like a work release program that builds into again where he has somebody who has to watch him at all times.
But they just let the bracelet do most of the work.
Yeah, yeah.
The
now
anklet.
It's all like electronic. No, we have an intern, a Scuba Radio intern, that's come into the studio. Come on over here, Natalie. Talk next to Bill there. Let's say hi to all the lovely people.
Hi, everybody.
All right, so you are from the Ohio area.
Just I am originally.
Moved to the Orlando area, and you've decided to watch us, and basically she wants to get into radio, and you're watching what not to do to further your career. Is that it, right?
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that at the beginning.
Well, so. you've picked that up by now in the first 30 minutes of our show.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Well, you know.
All right.
It's fun to listen to.
Well, okay.
That's good.
Well, way to brown nose. She's she's on her way to the top.
Yes.
All right. So it's intern Natalie. You may hear her more and more on the show as we progress, or she may totally blow us off and we'll never see or hear from her again after today. But you are welcome to be here, and thank you for coming, Natalie. We
thank
do appreciate
you so much.
Your help. Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. We'll have her in a mermaid tail before no time. Right, Bill? Is that the deal?
More or less.
Yeah, okay. No, we won't. We'll treat her with respect, like we do all our female assistants and...
Watch out.
You notice there are
Hold
none.
On.
Did you notice there are none?
We'll treat them the same respect that we treat every other girl that we get into a bathing suit and a latex tail.
And they never
send
come
out
back.
Into the public.
Yes.
Make them do snow mermaids in that, Chicago.
That is an honor,
I cannot
by
believe
the way.
Tony is still
that
with
is,
us.
That is a legitimate... accolade. That is, it's, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. We better stop while we're ahead. Okay, so we have a new intern, so that's cool. We're growing. It's a new thing for 2011, I guess.
A scant 25 years on the air, and we get our first intern.
All right, how about mermaid trading cards? Let's go for something from lowbrow to even
like
lower. No, that's it. This is
mermaid
cool.
trading cards.
Yes, we got a plan.
That's
we'll tell you about
great
that.
Idea.
We'll get into these. State
you can
park,
pack them up with the bubble gum.
Closings in Florida.
They'll go lickety split.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Radio, divers consumer tip number 156. For the benefit of everyone on the boat, please don't express gratitude by saying, "Thanks."
Do you really not know?
It was funny the first time, but now it's really old.
Because it is a big deal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap for today, Nick?
Oxygen, Greg.
Okay, what about it?
Well, a few months ago, I was at a dive show, and I was watching folks come through our booth to look at all the different oxygen units Dan offers. I mean, a lot of people came through, and I realized that divers are really listening to us when we talk about the use of emergency oxygen and how divers need to make sure it's on hand. Since there are several options available when it comes to oxygen units, I thought it would be a good idea to spend some time talking about how to choose the one that's right for you.
Sounds like a plan to me. What's the first thing divers need to know?
I think the first thing you need to know is what components are essential to an oxygen unit. Like any other kit, options range from basic to the super deluxe, but there are a few standards every unit should contain.
Starting with an oxygen tank, I would imagine.
It's definitely a cornerstone item. Every unit should have a dedicated oxygen cylinder, and it's really important that they're each cleaned specifically for that purpose and filled with medical-grade oxygen.
No filling it in the garage, then, I guess.
No. It's important that the cylinder be clearly marked as oxygen and used only for oxygen. In fact, some countries have standard color codes for easy identification.
Given what I've seen around dive sites and boats, I'm guessing the U.S. is green?
Yes, the U.S. is green. And that's not necessarily to say that the whole tank is green, but there should be green within the color combination to designate it as an oxygen cylinder.
So I imagine if you're traveling outside the U.S., it's a good idea to familiarize yourself with your destination's color code.
Yes, that is excellent advice.
What's next on the key component list?
Well, a tank isn't going to do you much good without a regulator. And the regulator in an oxygen unit performs the same function as any other. Its job is to reduce the cylinder pressure to a compatible working pressure. When it comes to oxygen delivery, there are three basic choices in regulators. They are constant flow, demand, and multifunctional.
What's the difference?
A constant flow regulator is pretty self-explanatory. It delivers the oxygen in a constant, unbroken stream, regardless of the rate the recipient breathes. The demand regulator functions just like a standard scuba regulator. It delivers the oxygen only when the demand valve is activated.
You mean when a diver breathes?
Exactly.
And the multifunction regulator?
It's the best of both worlds. It combines the features of a constant flow and demand regulator. It gives you options and allows you to provide oxygen in whatever manner best fits the situation. It's also the option that gives you the ability to provide 100% oxygen to more than one diver, and it works with a multitude of masks.
Multifunction regulators are what's included in the Dan oxygen units, right?
Yes. We chose multifunction regulators for our units because we wanted to provide the option that served as many divers and as many situations as possible. But whichever way you go, just make sure your regulator is suited specifically to oxygen cylinders and includes a flow valve that allows you to set and adjust the flow of oxygen.
How about masks? Are they considered a key component?
They are. Masks play a role in determining how much oxygen is delivered. An oral nasal mask, for instance, can deliver up to 100% oxygen if used with a demand valve, while constant flow masks may deliver only between 35 to 75%. When you're choosing an oxygen unit to have in case of an emergency, think about putting more than one kind of masks in the case so you've got what you need in any given situation.
Multiple masks also mean being able to help multiple divers, right?
If you've got a multifunction regulator, yes.
So, let's say I'm looking at a variety of oxygen units, all of which contain the core components, but all of which deliver a different amount of oxygen among other options. How do you know which one will be the right one for you?
Well, there are a few key questions that will help you find the answer.
Such as?
How far are you from EMS? Many emergency response teams do have oxygen equipment, but you'll need to provide the supply until they can reach you. Are they 10 minutes or an hour or two away? If you know the answer to that question, you can answer what size cylinder you'll need the unit to contain.
How much time can a cylinder cover?
That depends upon the size of the cylinder and the way the oxygen is delivered. For example, the M9 cylinder found in our Dan Rescue Pack delivers an average of 20 minutes, where the Jumbo D in our Rescue Pack Extended Care averages an hour. Of course, how long any given cylinder lasts depends on whether oxygen is being delivered at a constant flow or with a demand valve.
I'm guessing the demand approach lasts longer?
Sure. It's no different than a standard scuba tank. If you just open the valve and let the air flow out, it's not going to last as long as it does when the air is released only on demand. So if you have a diver that is able to breathe oxygen on a demand valve, the supply of oxygen will last longer than it would on constant flow.
What else do you need to consider?
You have to consider how many divers will be dependent on the unit. If it's more than one, make sure you have a unit in place that can support that.
What about the case that contains the unit?
You definitely need to consider that. What kind of abuse is your case going to take? Will your case be exposed to the elements? Will it need to be protected from movement and nature's elements at a dive site? Does it need to be waterproof or simply water resistant? You absolutely want to ensure that your oxygen unit is sufficiently protected so that its contents will be ready to go in the event you need them.
Anything else?
Just one more thing. If you plan to travel with your oxygen unit, be aware that most airlines will not allow you to travel with a cylinder that has an attached valve.
But if I remove it, I have to get it clean before I fill it, right?
Yes, which is why it's good to be aware that there are actually oxygen units available without cylinders. This travel version of oxygen units contains all the components except the cylinder, so you can take with you everything you need. A cylinder-free unit simply requires the extra preparation of ensuring a cylinder will be waiting for you when you arrive. And of course, you'll want to make sure that your travel kit is compatible with a waiting cylinder. So make sure you have any adapters you'll need, especially if you're traveling in a foreign country.
Is there any other scenario where you might purchase an oxygen unit without a cylinder?
Only if your unit will be used with a non-portable or fixed cylinder. Those are generally used for remote situations. So unless that's the case, or you're traveling by air, you're going to want to ensure your oxygen unit includes a cylinder.
I'm ready to go shopping. Is there anything else we need to remember before choosing an oxygen unit?
Just one thing. Oxygen units are sold with empty cylinders, and you will need to provide proof of training in order to get it filled. So make sure to include the completion of an oxygen provider course as part of your purchase plan.
I seem to recall Dan has an oxygen course, doesn't it?
What can I say? We're here for you.
Having emergency oxygen on hand is no longer an option. It's a safety standard. So make sure there's oxygen handy every time you dive, even if it means bringing your own. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, there was an article that was distributed through various channels like Facebook. I think it came from the Autobahn Society.
People that drive really fast in Germany?
Maybe. Whoever it came from, I saw it on Facebook.
That's Autobahn.
Yeah.
Not and, Audubon.
And so anyway.
It's a good joke.
They put out a story because, you know, there's like a, you know, $4 billion shortfall in the Florida state budget. And this happens every year when, you know, they're doing this stuff. They say like, okay, if we have to cut the budget by 15% across the board, which is something that's been being floated out there right now. We have a new governor in Florida. He's, talking about cutting
things. I love how he does
his
hair.
He has nice hair. I think he
Single Scott and I completely agree.
Yeah. And, anyway, so one of the things they have to do, they like, okay, look, if he tells us we got to cut the budget 15% across the board, we're going to have to, you know, make some pretty serious cuts. You know, and the Autobahn Society put out something that they said they heard the DEP put out a proposal or like, well, okay, if we're told to do this, this is what we're going to do. Or one of the options we have is to close, like, I don't know, there must be 40 state parks in Florida. Now, all small parks, very small neighborhood
small
parks, type
parks, and
springs.
Probably manned. And if you can cut out the manning of those parks, because they're probably not parks that make money.
Well, maybe or maybe not. Or it depends on the number of people that benefit from them in their eyes or whatever. Okay, like for instance, Crystal River Archaeological State Park is on this list. Where you know, right next there to Single Scott.
I think there's two parks in Crystal River.
Well, there might be.
And I think that the archaeological one is the one where there was an early indigenous people's settlement
right
there.
But, Peacock Springs is on this list. That is a popular dive site.
Owned by the Shah of Iran.
No, that's not true.
It's just a guess.
But it is a popular dive site, especially for tech divers and people doing checkouts and things like that. So there's some of these state parks that divers go to. What does this mean? We'll talk more about it next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
She said, is that a moray in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? As she looked down by my weight belt, it kind of made me blush. Is that a moray in your pocket?
And Big Way Dave's ready. He'll be good for the top of the next hour.
And I have to admit, I got excited a bit when she showed me her octopus.
All right, Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver pool is going to check in with us at the top of hour two. So we got that coming up. But let's talk about these state parks in Florida and what this means to divers. Because it's like, okay, what's the big deal? They're talking about maybe closing some state parks because of budget things. And who cares?
You know? And it's not just Florida. I mean, we're using Florida because we have some specific examples in Florida. But there's a lot of states that are in trouble, and a lot of states are going to be looking to save money by cutting back on some services, and this is the type of thing they'd cut back on.
Yeah, well, and if they cut them back, you know, okay, so what? They close the state park. What does it mean for divers? Well, some of these parks have springs and dive sites that a lot of the Florida divers go to. Peacock Springs here in Central Florida, or just north of Central Florida, is one of them. Crystal River, I don't know if that, like you said, that could be the other park where they don't have diving and snorkeling, but there's a couple on here. And there's some down in the Keys, and these are small little state parks that are really nice visits, and a lot of times there are places where you can snorkel or even do a little diving if the area lends itself to it. So the question is should divers start freaking out and writing their Florida legislator and say, hey, you know, if these budget cuts come down, don't close the parks where the divers go. I mean, they may not be taking that into account. This may be a call to arms. I don't know. We're going to have
to see. Well, you know, a part of it is, and of course the Audubon Society put it out, a lot of these are parks where birders go, too. You know, and I think a part of it is, you know, trying to raise some awareness. The bottom line is there are a lot of states that simply don't have enough money to keep doing things the way they're doing them.
Right.
So they have to stop doing some things that people like.
Yeah, and I will tell you, last year, they stuck it to the divers. They did, because they put a new fee on diving some of the state parks that we didn't have before, and they had this state pass where you could dive all the state parks, and then they said, well, no, it's not going to apply to all of them, so now your pass isn't good. And basically, it came down to they're going to start charging the divers much, much more money to go dive some of these sites.
And the reason for that, quite honestly, is because divers will
targets
pay it.
We're not
divers will pay it. Divers will pay more because they want to participate in their sport.
Okay. So
I mean, the real bottom line is that the reason that you charge divers is because divers will pay. If you were to do the same thing for surfers, the surfers would just go someplace else. The best way to keep a surfer away from a beach that you like, start charging them to use it.
All
they'll
right.
go someplace else.
Okay, so you're saying
that's
fair. Or
they'll top the fence at night.
You're saying that's fair?
Fairness is not what this is about. This
exactly.
is about, hold on.
It's about sticking it to the divers. I don't like it.
You know what I love? I love how much of a small government guy you are until it affects you.
Well, of course. I mean, screw the birders. You can go watch birds anywhere. We can't go dive everywhere. Don't close our
I hate to bring this up.
Off.
I hate to even bring this up. But the state of Florida, and this is, I know, stupid, completely surrounded by water. Except for Georgia, which may as well be
all
water.
Right, see, you don't know what you're talking about there. I mean, because some of these sites, especially like a site like Peacock Springs for all the dive stores in the area, they may use this as a regular go-to dive site.
It is not. Now, it is not that there are no other places we can dive.
Well, of course there's not. But
I mean, it'd be one thing if we're, you know, Colorado, and you say, well, we're going to close down the dive sites.
Well, they're not closing it down. They're just sticking it to us now. Because they stuck it to us last year, and they figure, well, we got away with it, and then let's stick it to them again. So okay, look, I see what you're saying, Bill. We are kind of on the same page, and I do hear what you're saying. But the issue here, first of all, this has not been approved.
And in fact, it's not even officially released. It's kind of a sneak peek
right.
from Audubon.
Like, this is what they could do.
Yeah, they're just trying to rile things up.
Wake up, divers.
Friggin' tree huggers.
Wake up, divers.
Bird watchers.
Be aware what could be coming down the pike. And if you don't, you know, make some noise now, if it does happen, at least you're not asleep at the wheel kind of thing. So it's just kind of like a call to arms. Be aware. Like I said, this showed up on the Facebook at Scuba Radio. And we'll try to find out more about it and see if it's much to do about nothing, or is this a sign of things to come. Single Scott?
Well, you know, they're taking it away from the tourists, too. It's not just people in Florida. They're taking away tourist dollars by people not coming in and paying and flying in and buying food. And
Right. Well, you know, in a lot of these parks are in very small communities in Florida. Some of the, Crystal River, not exactly a tourist mecca.
Not a metropolis.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
And these state parks are quite a draw for the local vendors in the area. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, Crystal River is no weeky-watchy.
It's no weeky-watchy.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's just something you want to be aware of, especially as divers. So that's one thing. Now, this other thing that we got to delve into, and I don't know if we should save it. Well, we can talk about it. Our World Underwater is in 2 weeks, and we have new stickers. We have new tattoos with the Scuba Radio logo. We figured, what can we do to kick it up a notch? We're always asked for stuff. Hey, Greg, can you give me something free? And or they want something on the radio show, or they want us to sign something.
Game War underwear.
Excuse me?
Underwear that we actually wore while doing Scuba Radio.
They've asked for that.
No, I'm just they've offering us, it.
No,
I'm offering it.
They've asked us to wear some.
Ah, interesting point.
And but you know, that's a lost cause. We're way over that. I decided that, you know, I needed to use something to get the information about for people that want us to give them something, or like, hey, here's the websites, you can go listen to the show. They have questions about Scuba Radio, whatever.
I know a lot of people I know, they talk to me and they say, hey, I really want something with a goofy picture of Greg on it.
Yeah, well, I force this on them. And what can I do to make them take such a thing? Well, we came up with these little 5x7 cards. And what we decided to do on the back, we have a picture of one of our star mermaids at the moment.
Hold on. I've changed my idea, though.
You've changed your idea?
Yeah, this is the front now of this card.
And mine's broken, Bill. It's not working.
Really? This is the front? That's not the front. It can't be the front. This is the, no, the front is me. Actually, it doesn't matter. But it has a picture of Tony, the mermaid, from Grenada, and a little information about the show on the back. So these have kind of turned into mermaid trading cards or collectible cards that we're going to give away starting with Our World Underwater in Chicago.
Can we sell them on eBay?
You could. I don't know if they would sell for one or not. You know what? But Tony can sign them. We can sign them.
Let me see your card, Greg. Mine's not working right.
And we'll see what we can do.
Well, we'll talk more about that in hour number two of Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.